from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Well, now on Total Information AM, we're going to talk a little speed with three-time NHRA champion Antron Brown, who is going to be racing next week at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. Antron, welcome to St. Louis.
It feels good to be in St. Louis. This feels like hometown for me. I've been here many years, and we won quite a few races here at the Worldwide Technology Racetrack, and we're looking for some great things this year to happen.
Now, I mentioned that you're racing next weekend, but you're in town this weekend, too. Tell me why.
Well, my kids are racing the Midwest Junior Super Series. It's a junior dragster racing series for kids, starting from 5 years up, 5 years old, all the way up to 18 years old. So this is where the kids get their start. If they want to be like superstars like a John Force or Erica Enders or
Antron
Angel,
Brown.
You know, hey, absolutely, you know what I mean? But if they want to follow in our footsteps, this is where they start at. And it's pretty cool that NHRA has actually just a bed like this to get them started, like, you know what I mean? And actually could dig in and understand what a true professional is about. And the Midwest Junior Super Series is a national event for junior dragsters. Like, our big cars are racing here next week in here.
So how old are your kids?
Well, I got a 17-year-old, my daughter Ariana, who races also, and then my son Anson's 15, and our youngest one is Adler. He's 11, and he's my hot footer. He's small in stature, but big in heart.
And the heavy foot too, huh?
Yes, he is. Yes, oh, yeah. He is. He's 11 years old, and that Joker's not even like, he's like 4'6", and he's 60 pounds soaking wet. So, and then you got Anson, who's 15. He's taller than me. He's like almost 5'10". He's 215 pounds. He's my linebacker.
Wow.
And then my daughter, she's just built strong. So I don't know where he got the height from. Anson did. But the other two are in line. I'm looking at that UPS man every day.
So, boy, that one got me off track there. Do you get nervous watching them? I mean, you're the professional here, but you got your little kids out there going really fast.
You know, it does get you nervous because I'm not in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the coolest part is that racing in general, it teaches you so many life lessons. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, everybody doesn't win, like in Little League or, you know, our Bantam football. Everybody don't get a participation trophy. And my kids saw when they first started where they weren't winning. You know what I mean? They were losing second round or first round. And they're like, Dad, what did it take? I said, son, you got to put that work in Monday through Friday. And when you put that work in, that's what's going to show up on Saturday and Sunday. So I started helping them practice the tree, do simulations, looking over how they're going to drive and handle their car. And then when they started like winning those rounds and they won their first race, and then after they won their first race, turned their first championship, it started clicking. And they were able to take those life lessons of putting that work in and transform it to school. Because now Dad wasn't taking them to the races unless those grades were right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then when they started playing sports, same thing. They knew they had to put the work in. They had to work not just at practice, but at home. And then they start seeing themselves grow. And it was like a trigger went off. Like, those race lessons transformed to life lessons. And now, for me, that's where I feel comfortable to see them grow in everything that they do.
So NHRA champion Antron Brown, where did you learn those life lessons?
Man, I learned them the hard way. The funny part is I grew up racing motocross. They didn't have junior dragsters when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. That was before my time. And I just learned it around my dad and uncle and my grandpa. My grandpa just always told us, son, whatever you want in life, you just got to work for it. And he had his own excavating and septic tank business. So I grew up around that, doing that. And my dad and uncle, they were drag racing before I was born, sportsman level. So when I was racing those dirt bikes, my dad saw me rebuild my first dirt bike engine, two-stroke engine, when I was 12 years old. And he goes, boy, you can help me on this race car. And that's when it started for me. And then he started making me work on the race car with him and then started going to drag strip with him more because I was part of the team now, just not watching, not observing, but just actually participating now. And that's where it clicked for me, where I start saying, okay, this is how you do it. You got to prepare. Preparation is the key to anything in life. If you prepare, you never get caught with your pants down, and you're able to go out there and execute and do it well.
Very well said. So the first time you actually got behind the wheel of a dragster,
mm-hmm.
what was that like for you?
I tell you, it was mind-boggling. When you go, I used to race pro stock bikes. We used to go 0 to 60 in 1 second, and we used to race a quarter mile on a pro stock bike over 195 miles an hour. And I thought I was ready for a top fuel car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With no seat belts, no roll cage, and you pull like 3.5 G's. And I was like, man, this is something else. So then I said, you know what? I got the opportunity to drive a top fuel car. And that was my childhood dream. I never thought that that was even a reality, because my last name wasn't Force or Bernstein. Like my my family, it didn't come from nitro racing and it's big money. So when I actually got to be able to literally like sit in a top fuel car and test it. And when I stepped on the gas, like I was like, this is not right. And I said, did I make the right choice? Because it's earthshattering. You're talking about you're gonna get in a car that is the fastest accelerating vehicle on the planet. Not the space shuttle taking off, not a jet plane taking off an aircraft carrier. I'm talking about you're gonna go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 0.8 of a second.
Wow.
Okay, so you step on the gas pedal, whether you like it or not, you're going 100 miles an hour. If you close your eyes and say a couple choice words, you didn't finish the run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because literally in 3.6 seconds, we're over 335 miles an hour. So this is the closest thing to being like Star Trek back in the day. This is Scotty beaming you up a warp drive right here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it definitely is nothing that can tell you what it feels like. It's nothing to compare it to be honest with you.
And so what's it like to race at Gateway? I know, you know, the oval racers, they come in, they have a, you know, it's a different kind of a shape track and everything.
Mm-hmm.
A drag strip to an outsider is a drag strip. Are they different? Do you have to prepare differently for different tracks?
Every track is different. Even though they're just straight, everybody said, well, they're just straight. Well, every track has its characteristics. Some tracks got more concrete. Some are all concrete. Some have a transition from the concrete to asphalt, which Gateway does, just like all the other tracks do. But it's also the time of year where you race them.
Mm.
And we race Gateway. We usually race it right at the beginning, like the end of summer, beginning of fall. So you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes we get where the weather's like cool and brisk. That means we can run hard. Sometimes it could be a little bit warmer, hot and humid. You know what I mean? Then the track gets gooey. And you, like, I mean, so when you come to Gateway, we'll get all those variations, not for the whole weekend, each different day. So you got to come here and you got to kind of be on your P's and Q's. You got to be able to adapt and evolve as the weekend goes on. And this is a stress, high intense race for us, because this is the countdown to the championship.
Mm-hmm.
This is our second race of a 6-race playoff to win the world championship in NHRA male yellow drag racing. So it's a big to-do. And when you come here, you want to show out, because St. Louis has always been a hotbed for drag racing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You get all the people coming down from Chicago, the people from Indy, the people from Kansas City, Oklahoma. This is like a meeting grounds for everybody to come in, and they're going to come out and they're going to show out, because this is a race that means a lot to everybody.
So what are we going to see next weekend?
What you're going to see, hopefully what you're going to see, is you're going to see our Macro Tools Toyota Top Fuel Dragster sneak up there and get that top spot, go for that number one qualifying position, and come out on race day and take it one round at a time, and we can get ourselves in that final and bring that win home. Because it's definitely what we need to do right now to get the leapfrog where we need to be at in the points. So we're only 50 points out of first and only like 15 points out of second. So we're fourth in the standings right now, and everything's really close right now. So we definitely want to make a move up. And this has always been a great racetrack for us to come out and do that.
I understand they're looking at possibly a record crowd next weekend. So a lot of people, a lot of eyes on you as you fly down that track.
Oh, it always is. That's why we always enjoy coming here to Madison at Worldwide Technology Race Facility. So we're ready to get it on.
We'll be cheering you on. Antron Brown, thank you so much for coming by this morning. Great stuff.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.